Father, we thank you, Lord, for another fellowship hour, and we give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Lord. This first day of this second month of this year, we honor you. We thank you. Thank you for bringing us through the first month. And here we are, the second month already. Praise the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for all your people that are here gathered. Those that will be listening in as well. We give you all praise and glory for the good things that you have for us. The heavens that will open, that will pour down righteousness upon us. They pour down the rain of your substance upon us. We give you glory and praise. And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. So let it be today in the message of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give the Lord some praise up in here. And for the day of visitation, that's right, the day of visitation at such a time, you know, it's a certain season, it's all in God's mind, but it's at such a time as this, praise God. So we're going to be talking about that, day of visitation. Well, you know, it is, it'll be a wonderful thing. You know, if we didn't need to be looking and waiting for his visitation, if he was always there, constantly outpouring things, well, but somehow that's not always the case. And oftentimes we have to look, we have to be trusting, waiting for the Lord to come through for us. That's usually the story. But at different times, we see that God might actually do something special. Praise God. A couple of stories in the Bible. There's a certain season that God does certain things. But that's just because the faith of the people are limited. God himself is not limited to seasons. He's not a God of seasons. He's a God all the time. God, you know, from ever the earth was formed, from everlasting to everlasting, is God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, so he doesn't really need seasons and stuff like that to do things for us. But out of his mercy, because, you know, we are not always right there with him. The Lord will show mercy and, you know, bring forth his blessings every so often. But anyone that can believe the Lord can reach out at any time, you know, because the Lord is always there. It's always present. Praise the Lord. It's always there. It's always just the same. Today I want to talk about believing God that in this season, at such a time as this, can receive a visitation from the Lord. The Bible talks about a time of refreshing. There are some times of refreshing that God can send. Even Peter, on the day of Pentecost, when he was preaching that powerful message, he spoke about times of refreshing that will come, you know, from the presence of the Lord. Well, what are those times of refreshing? It means that, you know, when people are in hardships or in distress or in situations where they need a breakthrough, well, God would send relief and could change that story. And that's what a time of refreshing means, from the presence of the Lord. Let's read Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. A couple of verses there that can, you know, that can be of a blessing to us, you know, this morning. You know, so what is it that we need from the Lord? He's always, remember, He's always present. When the Holy Spirit fell upon them on the day of Pentecost, they were enabled with power to proclaim the name of the Lord and the mind of God. And they went out, you know, they went out and did great things. You know, Peter and John went out to this place where there was a man. This man was ready and was about to receive, but he didn't know it yet, but he was about to receive a visitation from the Lord. You know, they were told that there was a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid at the gate of the temple, it's called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Yeah, this man was there when Jesus was there, because Jesus had only been gone, you know, a few weeks before this. So this man was around, but somehow didn't get healed. I mean, these are some of the situations, not that Jesus couldn't heal him, but situations that Jesus left for the disciples to take care of. But he wasn't healed at that time. But one day it was going to be his day of visitation. He didn't know it just yet, but when he fastened his eyes upon Peter and John, who were about to enter the temple, and asked them of an alms, just like he asked everybody else, Peter made bold in the spirit to say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter didn't even give the man a chance to think about it. You know, because rise up and walk. This man was lame like that from his mother's womb. So he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood. At first, he stood. Say, my goodness. You know, somebody who hasn't walked for a long time, when they first stand up like that, they're going to be a little wobbly, you know, and so forth. Well, he stood. He found out that he could actually stand. He took one or two steps. He found out he could actually walk. And then he walked with them into the temple. And, you know, now that he's enjoying his walking, he's going to experiment with all kinds of things. Now he's actually going to leap, run around and praise the Lord. And he was running around. The people knew him because they knew he was the one that always sat at that gate. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement. What manner of thing is this? How did this man get healed? And as they beheld, they knew that it was the man, I mean, it was Peter and John that had done this. So they came around trying to give glory and honor to Peter. Peter said, no. Why marvel ye at this and look on us so earnestly as though by our own power or holiness we've made this man to walk? See, this is the real act of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will testify of me, not of themselves, not of even the preacher that did the miracle, but testify of Christ. And they returned the glory to God, said, we didn't do it. You know, the God of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob. Now, that's what the Jews knew, right? So they're going to speak to them about what they already know. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, our fathers, God of our fathers, glorified his son. People didn't want to accept Jesus as the Son of God, but they're going to tell them. Now, you delivered him up, denied him in the presence of Pilate when Pilate was ready to let him go. But so you denied the Holy One and so forth. And then he, you know, told him. He said, well, the name of Christ through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. You know, even the faith which is by Christ had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And he said, well, you know, I know that you did it through ignorance and so forth. And that's, you know, that's okay. That was then, but this is now. Repent ye, therefore, and be blotted, that your sins, you know, and be converted, sorry, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. What will he do in those times of refreshing? He shall send Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And heavens will hold him until the times of restitution of all things. God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. So these times of refreshing were spoken about, you know, in the scriptures. You know, the Lord himself said, look, when you are asking for something from God, keep asking, you know, that, you know, he will, in, you know, be assured that he is going to answer you speedily. When the Lord's answer comes, you know, it's like a blessing, you know, of the latter rain. You know, the way that the scripture puts it here, Jesus was saying, look, when you are believing God for something, Luke chapter 8, keep on believing, keep on asking, keep on doing these things. Even though it looks like it's tiring, just stay right there, you know, because, you know, someday it's going to come through for you. And he gave some examples of people that, you know, believe the Lord and so forth. And said, well, you also, you know, need to believe the Lord like that. You know, so just believe God and stay right there. Let's read one or two verses of what he said in Luke chapter 18. I don't know if I said 8. Luke chapter 18, you know, Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he said, look, he said, I want to tell you something out of these stories that he told them. He said, God, even your God, shall he not avenge his own elect, which cry out to him day and night, seeing what the unjust judge had said, who wouldn't do anything for this woman, but, you know, just to be rid of her, out of all constantly pestering him, he had to get up and do something for her. And Jesus likened that and said, well, if this unjust judge did this, don't you think that God will avenge his elect, whatever situation they are in? And I tell you, he said, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, see, shall send Jesus in times of refreshing, when he shows up in your situation, to bring you that long-awaited answer to your prayer, will you still be at a point of faith? Praise God. You know. And when the Lord fulfills our prayers like that, or when it comes to fulfill the prayers, well, where will you be? Will you be at a point where you are still believing? Yesterday we talked about grumbling. You know, some people who are always grumbling, but, you know, will you be believing? There's a lesson in Proverbs chapter 13. I'm going to read one verse there that talks about, you know, when you're waiting for something, you know, for quite a while, you know, it creates it makes the people somehow to be weary. Proverbs 13 and verse 12. Hope that is deferred make the hearted to be sick. But when the desire cometh, it's like a tree of life. When that desire comes, you know, it's like a day of visitation. It's like rain. It's like God opening up the windows of heaven. It's like the floodgates. All of a sudden, you know, God brings a situational change. There was a man, this story we've told multiple times. He would experience a day of visitation at a certain season. You know, this was the man among many others. There were many like him in John chapter 5, many important folk. They were, you know, there. The mercy of the Lord sent an angel at a certain season. You know, it wasn't all the time, but at a certain season, the mercy of the Lord dispatched an angel. And he went and, you know, touched the pool. And whoever then, so, you know, after the stirring of the pool, was the first to step in, was healed of whatever sickness he had. But it was at a certain season. And this was the mercy of the Lord. And like I said before, we don't need to wait for a certain season. If you believe the Lord, you can get your season at any time. But the mercy of the Lord appoints times and seasons. You know, times and seasons. We appoint them. So you can have it both ways. You can wait for the appointed time. So the Bible says the appointed time. Yeah, the time to favor Zion has come. Or at any time, if you believe the Lord, you can pierce the veil of time. You can believe God, even if it wasn't yet appointed. There was a woman that believed God. It wasn't appointed. I mean, we call her the, Syrophoenician woman. She was believing God, asking Christ for a miracle for, you know, for her daughter and so forth. And Jesus said, no, I can't take, you know, what is, you know, the children's bread and, you know, give it to dogs. You know, but the woman said, well, that's true, Master. However, you know, however, the dog can even eat the crumbs which are falling down from their master's table. My goodness. Now, Jesus said, it's not yet time. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I can't take what is the children's bread and give it to dogs. And that was what Jesus said. In other words, it's not time for you to enter in. It's not your season yet. But this woman, she pierced the veil of the dispensation of time. I said, well, it may not be time. However, you know, I can even, the crumbs are good enough for me. I don't need to sit at the table just yet. Just the crumbs. And Jesus said, wow. You can read that story for yourself in Matthew chapter 15, from about verses 20 something, 21 to about 28 or so. Jesus gave this story, and the woman received the miracle that she was looking for. So that's one person that pierced the veil. Whether it was so or it wasn't so, or should be so or should not be so, she had the faith to pierce the veil, and she got it. Sometimes people are held back because they say, well, this stuff doesn't belong to you. Only belongs to, I mean, one time they said the same thing to David. Oh, this stuff only belongs to the priests. We can't give you the show bread and all of that because it belongs to the priests. David said, well, maybe so. You know, but it's really common bread. Don't call it holy and so forth like that. Give it to me already. You know, and he was another person that could pierce the veil by faith. And Jesus even testified of him. Have you not heard what David did? When everybody said this didn't belong to you and it wasn't your portion, he pierced the veil and believed God and got what was not supposed to be lawful for him to eat, except for the priests, and gave it even to those who are with him. You know, so I say that to say this, that look, though we're talking about season today and so forth, you know, God can go beyond seasons if you have faith. Jesus himself demonstrated, you know, this story about seasons or no seasons. In Mark 11, the story of the fig tree that wasn't producing because it wasn't a season to do. Jesus came there. He didn't care if it was a season or not season. He wanted production at any time. And we can, you know, if you can produce your faith, the Bible says produce your strong reason. Huh? You can produce your strong reason before the Lord at any time. You don't need to wait for a season. However, there are seasons. You know, if you have, you know, if you have veil piercing faith, you can pierce the veil at any time, whether it is the season or not the season. All the Lord asks for you is to produce your cause, according to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 21. He said, well, produce your cause. You know, bring forth your strong reasons why you can get something that's not even time. if you know how to believe and you know how to use your faith, faith is what God actually answers, you know, but because of the lack of this ability and the capacity from people to pierce the veil, God then appoints times and seasons for blessing. He now says, well, there's a time for everything. God is not a God of time. You know, he can be reached at any time by faith. But since we're on the subject of a certain season, this man in John chapter 5, it was a certain season and everybody knew it. So they camped out waiting for the angel. See, but it was a certain season and Jesus even honored that certain season in a way because it was the certain season that made the people to come. They were expecting around that time. Nobody knew the exact day or the hour that the angel would come. And if you got in too quickly, it didn't work. If you got in too late, it didn't work. You got to time it just right. But Jesus knew that, you know, they were gathering for that season. So he also came at the time and he found this man. And he went to just one man. There were a great multitude of impotent folk in that place. But Jesus went to only one man. And this man had been coming, waiting for that certain season. They knew they were in the season, but they were waiting for that visitation. The angel will just come and I can just get in there, but I gotta be the first to get in there. Then I'm gonna get my healing. And so he was waiting for that. Jesus saw that and knew his condition, being like that for a while. So Jesus comes in there. There was a visitation that day to this man, but it wasn't from the angel. It was from the master of angels, the king of angels himself was there that day. And he would give this man something tremendous. He didn't have to struggle. And in fact, if the angel came at the time that they were all expecting, this man, just like before, you know, somebody else stepped in ahead of him. Somebody might also have stepped in ahead of him again. So there was really no guarantee that he would be the first to get in there. You know, but this day was a day of visitation for him. Now, the day of visitation is something that we must not miss. You know, God appoints those times and seasons. It's not every day if you don't have the faith. It can be every day if you have the faith. But if you don't have the faith to pierce the veil like that, well, it could also be a certain time. But when God appoints the faith, the day in those certain times, then we better need to make sure, you know, that we don't miss it. You know, now, a lot of people miss their day of visitation. This man, though, he was about to miss it because he didn't really know, you know, Jesus. And he didn't know what the Lord was going to do. So when Jesus asked him, would thou be made whole? He said, but of course, but I can't because the angel is not here yet. I'm still waiting. But on that particular day, it wasn't going to be the angel or anything like that. It was going to be the mercy of the Lord. It was going to be, you know, what will bring this man his miracle on that day. So we're looking for the mercy of the Lord today, you know, that the heavens will open, drop down righteousness, drop down blessings, Let the heart open her mouth wide and receive the blessing. You open your mouth wide. We're looking for that mercy today. You know, even though the it may be received every day if you have the faith, but on such a day as this, we believe in God for a visitation. And if you have the faith, you can pull certain things from the Lord, you know, especially if you are obeying and walking in his ways. You know, Jesus said, for the man in John 14 and 21 to 23, for the man that has my commandments and doing them and keeping them, I will come to him. You know, so, you know, something can also trigger that visitation. It could be the time that the Lord appointed that can trigger it. You know, he just appointed it, you know, by according to his mercies. He appointed that there will be a time such as this. And then he would send the blessing. That could be there. But also, you know, the integrity of a man before the Lord can also trigger the, you know, the Lord's coming to that man. See how he said it in John 14 and 21. You know, they have my commandment and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me. And well, what's next after that? If there's such a person that is keeping his word, I call them guardians of the word of God. I say keep, you know, so, you know, the guardians of the word of God, well, shall also be loved of my Father. I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. Furthermore, he said in, you know, when somebody asked him, why only us? Why not everybody? He said, well, if a man loves me, keep my words, he will keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come to him. So the visitation can be triggered by somebody's integrity with the word of God. You hold the word of God fast, it can trigger a visitation. Because Jesus said, I will come. That's a visitation. You know, praise the Lord. Now, you know, we've talked in this room in times past of, you know, going higher from encounter to habitation. We know that's there. But when you're looking for something from the Lord, it could be all we need is a visitation and the Lord could visit. There are people in the Bible praying at different times and the Lord in his mercy will send a visitation, you know, and, even if people didn't know what to expect. I mean, they were walking in the integrity of their hearts, like this man Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, always walking in the integrity of his heart. I mean, always praying, always giving alms, always doing good to the people and so forth. And one day, there was a visitation in his life. He hadn't known the gospel or the Lord in that way, but, you know, for what he knew, he was doing the best he could. And one day, the angel of the Lord was dispatched to visit him. And Lord will bring salvation to his house. A visitation. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house this day. That's visitation. Now, Jesus didn't stay there forever, but he visited him on that day. And salvation is coming to your house today, Jesus said. And he visited him on that day. Praise the Lord. You know, so that can be visitations like that, you know. But do the people know the visitations of the Lord? Are we aware and are we, will we understand it when it comes? You know, this, you know, the moments that God appoints, do we understand it? Let me read this to you in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 7. He said, the stork in the sky, you know, these different kinds of birds, and the crane and the turtle and this thing, the, you know, they know their appointed times. They understand the seasons, you know, and they know when even nature, when you watch nature, I mean, these beasts of the, you know, wild animals in the, you know, wild nature. They know, understand seasons. They know when to migrate and so forth. Even birds, they know the seasons. They know when to move. They know when to migrate. Some, they know some seasons. Some of them that hibernate, they know the seasons. When it's time to migrate, they know the seasons. He said, well, you know, even nature understands their appointed times and their seasons and so forth. But my people, well, they don't know their appointed times. They don't know the day of visitation. They don't know the day that the Lord will avenge them. Because Jesus said, will avenge them speedily. They don't know the judgment of the Lord. And Jesus was referring God, I mean, you know, referring to the story of the judge and the Lord and God. So, well, this man finally judged this woman's case. Well, God will judge your case too. And, you know, but do you know and can you understand the timing? He said, well, yeah, these things in nature, they understand it, but my people don't know the judgment of the Lord. A day when the Lord is coming, that's when they will not be found anywhere. You know, so it's very important for us. Maintain your integrity in the Word of God and your consistency, because you don't know the day or the hour. I'm not even talking of the rapture now. You don't know the visitation of the Lord. It may be someday that the Lord dispatches something your way. And if you are not, you know, in the right place of faith, Jesus said, when he finally shows up, will he find faith? Will you still be at a point of faith? And then you may, God forbid, miss something. But the Lord has appointed times for us. And at such a time like this, we want to receive the blessing of the Lord. The heavens may look brass, you know, like nothing happening. But God may just send and fetch you. Some weeks ago, we talked about, you know, God's, through the mercy and goodness, spoke through the mouth of David and fetched a man that was in a place called Lodabar. You know, it was a place where there was nothing happening. His main name was Mephibosheth. We read that in 2 Samuel chapter 9. The mercy of God through David. He said, is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show him mercy and the kindness of God because of all the things that Jonathan did? And so, you know, there was a certain season and a certain visitation for this man. And on that day, when the king spoke, that was it. It was a done deal. And the king said, fetch this man. Fetch him. And they brought him out of Lodabar, a place where there was nothing going on. A place of darkness, a place of discouragement, desperation, a place of rejection, you know, a place of shame and everything. It was there, it was hiding and so on. I said, fetch him. And the Lord fetched him. Praise God. And the Lord said, thou shalt be called sought out, a city, a people, not forsaken. Be sought out. Whereas where you have been forsaken, whereas you have not been chosen, well, in Isaiah 62, it says you will now be chosen. You'll be called the favored of the Lord. Your name will now be called Hephzibah. It'll be called Beulah. There's a season for it. In a particular time of visitation that the Lord appoints. And I pray, I say, Lord, let this be such a season. And confirm my words that I speak in your name. And the Lord say, yeah, I have both confirmed it and I will confirm it again. You know, because he said, well, I'll say the Lord, I frustrate the tokens of the liars, make a diviner smile, and confirm it the word of my messengers. You know, so as I declare the season for you today, it's a certain season, not just one day, but it's a season. A season is more than a day. One day can be the beginning of it, but it's a season. So in that season, well, take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. You know, let the people of the Lord know the day of their visitation. Praise God. And Jesus, he lamented over it. Yeah, at times he said, you guys do not know the day of your visitation, you know. And because people don't know it, well, we let these things slip by. It was slip by. When God was intended, you know, to do something good, you know, and going to bring a blessing to us, we may miss it because we do not have the knowledge of the day of visitation. Now, there is visitation for judgment. There's also visitation for blessings. Sometimes the day of visitation is referred to in the Bible as the day when God will visit the sins, their sins on their head. Well, other times it's the day when God will visit, and the mercy of God will search them out, search a person out from Lodabar, bring him to the king's table. Visitation can be different ways. And Jesus himself was saying, look, when that day comes, well, you better be sure, you know, that these, the things that belong to your peace, you know, that they are not hidden from your eyes. He said, look, if thou would have known, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 42, if thou would have known, at least in this thy day of visitation, the things which belong to your peace, the favor which God wants to heed you, give you, but now he said they are hidden from your eyes because you don't know. And so Jesus would tell the people, look, it's a day of visitation for you. And it's a certain season. The power of the Lord is present today. There's another story in Luke chapter 5. You know, Jesus was in a place at a certain time. There was a certain time to it. And anytime the Bible says a certain time or a certain person or a certain place, well, it means God recognizes it as a certain time. You know, so let's read this story. In Luke chapter 5, I read from verse 16. And the Lord withdrew himself to the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day. It was a certain day. As he was teaching in a certain place, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. And they come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And on that Saturday day, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So there was a certain day in God's mind. The power of the Lord was present on that day to heal them. Just like the man, you know, the impotent man in John chapter 5, you know, on that particular day, the Lord himself would visit this man. And he got a miracle. So, what time are we in? Well, we're in the time that I'm asking God for a time of refreshing, the time to favor his people. Glory to God. That Bible says the time to favor Zion has come. Psalm 102, you know, and verse 13. On a certain day, at a certain season, such as this, thou, O Lord, shall arise and bless your people. That's right. Because the time has come. Glory to God. You know, the Lord said, well, you know, the time has come. And at such a time as this, yeah, let us believe the Lord together so that we may receive of the Lord the grace and mercy of the Lord. Let us not miss the day of our visitation. I'm going to read this to you, and I am going to use it to pray over the room for us to believe the Lord together. Thou shalt arise, it says in Psalm 102 and verse 13. I shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, because the set time, the set season, the day of visitation has come. And the Lord told her at the beginning of this year, the year of my redeemed has come, saith the Lord. You know, that was the theme message, you know, that the Lord, you know, gave me to share with the people for the beginning of this year. you know, the year of my redeemed. The Lord said, has come. The season of visitation, you know. What is the year of his redeemed? Well, it's the beginning of redemption. It's not a calendar year. It's a beginning. And I explained this when I brought it forth at the church, and I think I might have referred to it here. But this is how it works. And for you to understand when God refers to day, season, time, year, none of those, God is not bound by any of those things. But when he's dealing in our realm, he can use those terminologies. And here's really what it means. The year for the Lord, when he says a year of my redeem, doesn't mean 1 year. It could mean a number of years. It just means the ushering forth and the beginning. And how do we know that? Well, scripture interprets scripture. So, in Luke chapter 61, in Isaiah chapter 61, and in Luke chapter 4, we see something that happened. Jesus takes the book of Isaiah, finds the place where it is written. That's Isaiah 61 today, is how we call it. They didn't put it in chapters like that in those days, but we now call it Isaiah 61. Finds that place, reads the thing, and reads a portion of it, stops in the middle of a sentence, hands the book over to the minister in the synagogue, and says, well, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And what exactly did he read? Well, he read things such as, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, and sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives. Well, this sending, even though it was in God's mind from before the world began, the lamb was already slain, the seed of the woman was already promised way back in Genesis, but it did not happen until a certain time. There was a certain time to it. And at that time, Jesus showed up and the angels announced it. Now he comes. So he took to the synagogue, takes his book, takes it, reads it, and the opening of prison to them that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. This was what he was reading, but he did not read the portion that said day of vengeance. Why not? Because it wasn't time for the day of vengeance. And I'm going to explain that again today. So you look at the story in Luke, chapter 4, when he come out of, being tempted of the devil and so forth, goes to Nazareth, we're told, the place where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue. And on the Sabbath day, he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he found the place where it was written. Now, this is now Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he stopped. He didn't read the portion that said, and the day of vengeance of our God. He left that alone, because it wasn't time. And he closed the book, gave it back to the minister, and then he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. Now, so the acceptable year of the Lord was in fulfillment. The day of vengeance was not. So that's why he didn't read that. The day of vengeance is still yet to come, but we are still in that acceptable year. And this is how the Lord put it in Isaiah chapter 63. And this was the scripture the Lord gave me for this year, to proclaim the year of the Lord's redeemed. And I believe it with all of my heart. Praise God. He said, in verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 63, for the day of vengeance is in my heart. He knows about it, but it hasn't come yet, but it's in his heart. And one day he's going to deal with it. So there's going to be a day of vengeance, of retribution of the Lord over all unrighteousness. That day is in his heart, but it hasn't come yet. But the year, of my redeemed has come. Praise God. So the year of my redeemed has come, even though the day, so two visitations here. There's a day of vengeance or visitation of vengeance that hasn't come yet, but it's in his heart. There is a day of blessing, a time of refreshing, a time of redemption, you know, from all the trouble and the oppression of the enemy and so forth. You know, that has come. Because he said that has come. And talk about year. When the Lord talked about the acceptable year and he closed the book and didn't talk about the day of vengeance, from that time until the day of vengeance is called the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, it's been many, many years since Jesus opened that book in the temple, but we are still in the day of, we're still in the acceptable year. As it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, you know, I have heard thee in an accepted time. On the day of visitation have I heard ye at this season such as this. He said, in the day of salvation, which is the day of your visitation, I have succored thee. Behold, now. See, so right now, not tomorrow, not, you know, but right now, beginning now, which means we're still there. You know, it hasn't closed yet. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of visitation, and salvation could be visitation. So when the Lord visited Zacchaeus, he said, today is salvation come into your house. So what, it was visitation, but it was salvation. So salvation and visitation here, so when wherever the Lord goes, there is salvation. Wherever he goes, there is deliverance. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Acts 10 and 38. And he went about doing good. Wherever he visited, he delivered the people from the oppression of the devil. So salvation here is also visitation. The day of visitation is here, saith the Lord. And in that day of visitation, I have succored thee. In other words, I hold you up. Glory to God. So this is our day. This is your day. Glory to God. From now, you know, those that believed it have been saying it since the beginning of this year. But now that we're at the beginning of a new month, I want to remind you to be saying it. You know, so we're at the beginning of a new month. You got to be reminded to be saying that this is my day. This is my year. Because the Lord said the year of the redeemed has come. So I'm calling this message the day of visitation in the year of the redeemed. And you can have multiple days. Today can be one of those days. Tomorrow can be one of those days. Anytime you can believe God for it. Because he has appointed a season. I said season. You know, appointed a time whereby he will judge everybody by Jesus Christ. Well, he appointed a time, a season to favor his people. And this year, he said, it's the year of my redeem. Well, so in any time this year, you can believe God today. You know, you can call upon his mercy. And I'm believing God that's going to rain. That's right. God will send abundance rain. Abundance of rain. Even in his substance upon his people. Rain of righteousness, rain of favor, rain of miracles, rain of good things. Hallelujah. Why not? You know, Jesus would say, you know, that look, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you, you know, the kingdom. Well, what does his good pleasure mean? I mean, knowing that all things were created for him, and by him, you know, that's what the Bible already said in Revelation chapter 4, verses 10, 11. All things are created for him and by him. And Jesus also said, look, fear not, little flock. Well, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, or to give you the blessings of the kingdom. That's it. So Jesus would say that in Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. Fear not, little flock. Father is well pleased to do these things for you. That's what it means. It's good pleasure. Well pleased. It's pleasing unto him to do it. And the Lord said, I will do all my pleasure, saith the Lord. Well, it is his pleasure to bless his people. And to bless you. And I bless you in the name of the Lord, because it is God's pleasure to bless you. And what am I? Who am I? Well, just a microphone, really. You know, when the speaker speaks into that audio system, microphone just says what he said. Can't say anything different, you know. Now, of course, if the thing is clogged up, it will be scratchy and people won't hear it. So we got to make sure that, you know, what we're saying is not scratchy. As I'm making it clear to you that it is the year of the Lord's redeemed, and we're at a certain season called a time of refreshing. And it's a day of visitation at such a time as this. At the beginning of the second month, it is time for us to remind ourselves, 1 month already passed. At the beginning, begin to proclaim it for yourself. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to pray over the room and ask the Lord, you know, to give you an understanding, to pull down rain. That's right. When God says it's time to rain, you got to pull it down. God told Elijah, it is time to rain. I'm going to send rain, today. So go stand before Ahab and tell, you know, I'm going to send rain today. Well, Elijah knew it was time. The rain was coming. He heard it in the spirit. He said, I heard the abundance, a sound of abundance of rain, but he had to pull it down. Glory to God. And when he sent Ahab away, he said, go get you up, go and eat and drink, for the Lord will send rain upon the earth today. Well, so Ahab went up in his chariot, but Elijah did not go to eat and drink. He went up to the top of Carmel to pray. You know, God already said the rain is coming, but somebody's got to pull down the rain. Glory to God. And now, sent his servant, go check it out. Where's the rain? Man said, I don't see any rain. The heavens, the sky is clear. The heavens are brass. There is no rain. There's no shift in the atmosphere. Elijah prayed some more, you know, and he sent the man back again. And I don't think it was a microwave or 10-second prayer. He put his head between his knees. Agonizing prayer. James chapter 5 called it fervent, effectual groanings. And, you know, prayed again. Send the man back. Go check it out. Man said, I've seen nothing. You know, now, this is interesting because the Lord already said the rain is coming. Why then do you still need to pull it down? Well, that's because this is the pattern that the Lord showed us. So when I tell you today that, you know, this year, as I told at the beginning of the year, as I remind you today, as the year of the Lord's redeemed, and being the first day of the second month, 1 month already passed, I'm reminding you that this is the season of visitation, and you can expect the visitation of God. You got to pull it down. You can pull this visitation by walking in the integrity of the word of God. And then he said, if you are doing that, he said, I will come to you. Ha! That's right. So that can bring him to come to you. Plus, he can come just because it is the season. You can get it both ways. It is the season, and also walking in the integrity of the word of the Lord, keeping it, you know, and so forth like that. He said, I will come to you. So let's pull it down. Let's put down some rain up in here today. Glory to God. And, you know, I believe the Lord with all my heart, because he promised to perform and watch over the counsel of his messengers. You know, one time, you know, Elijah said, well, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Well, we don't do that kind of thing anymore. But if I have spoken the message of the Lord today, then let this happen that I'm going to read today. Because the Lord already said he's going to do it, right? I mean, I can't do anything other than what the Lord already said. But he said this already, and I know it, you know, so, and I am going to believe the Lord because he said it. Let me read it to you what he said. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spread out the earth by myself. I didn't need any help then. I don't need any help now. I can do all these things. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe. You know, I frustrate the tokens of the liars. I make diviners mad. Every enchantment and divination against you, I make them mad. I make them foolish. I turn their wise men backward. Make their knowledge to be foolish. But I confirm the word of my servant. I perform the counsel of my messengers. Glory to God. Now, so being sent of the Lord to proclaim this good news to you, well, the Lord will confirm it. Because he says it right here. Thank you, Jesus. So, here is what I'm going to ask the Lord to do today. And because he already said he will confirm it, well, let me be bold and ask him to do it. Praise God. I'm going to read to you what I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to do for you. Drop down, ye heavens. It's like the songs we play at the beginning. He said, you know, let there be rain. And I played three songs that had to do with rain. That was the reason. You know, he said, open the floodgates. You know, send down rain and everything. It's not just water, rain of water, rain of favor, rain of healing, rain of his blessings, rain of miracles. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. That's right. Let the earth open up. Those of you on the earth, open up and receive what the heavens are sending. Let them together, heaven and earth, together, working together, them bring forth this salvation, this visitation that is happening. The heavens coming down, the earth receiving, glory to God, righteousness springing forth together, the glory of the Lord coming into your life, the blessing of the Lord, the miracles that you are looking for, the deliverance, you know, the uplift, the advancement, whatever it is, the healing. Say, I, the Lord, have caused it to come to pass. That's what creating means. That's when the Lord will create things and say, let there be. That's how he create. So I, the Lord, have caused it to come to pass. I've created it and it will come to pass. So Father, I pray over your people on this first day of this second month of this year, 2026, that you told us was the year of the redeemed. Ha! Lord, you said it's a time to favor your people. We don't want to be like those that did not know their day or the day of their visitation, did not know the day of their peace. Jesus said, if you have known the day and the things that belong to your peace, well, we know in the name of Jesus. And we step in to pull it down. It's like Elijah stepped up to pull it down. Father, we step up today to pull down the rain. Glory to God. Rain of miracles for your people. Rain of blessing in the name of Jesus. Rain of deliverance, rain of healing, rain of promotion, rain of advancement in the name of Jesus. Every good thing and perfect thing that God has ordained, we pull it down today for your people. One song said, well, your husband is coming, your wife is coming, you wrap your hands around your baby and all of these things. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the word of the Lord, in the message of the Lord to declare open heavens. Glory to God. Let the heavens drop down from above. Glory to God. The ordinances of heaven that the Lord asked Job, said, do you know these things? Do you understand how they work? Can you make them bear their dominion upon the earth? Well, absolutely. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the heavens open up. Let them bear dominion upon the earth. And bring forth good things in the life of God's children. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And you know, salvation cuts across many things. There is the spiritual salvation that we talk about, you know, for people who haven't known the Lord in that way. If you are here in this room today and you're listening or listening, you know, maybe somebody sent you the recording. Well, a salvation coming into your house today. You can believe God. You and your family, when you share the same news, they also can be saved. Glory to God. But I tell you what, salvation is full and free. And it's in everything. When you call his name Savior, say, I am your Savior. And there is none else. When we call him Savior, we call him by his name. Thou shalt name his Jesus, for he will save the people. Now save us, O Lord, from the hand of our enemies, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might live an acceptable, happy life in the name of Jesus. Now, your enemy of your health is sickness. The enemy of your advancement is all these delays, all these hedges, and all these roadblocks and different things that devil put in your way. It's your enemy. He won't let you go through. He said, don't go through. But the God, the Lord said, you're going through. The devil said, no, I'm not going to let you through. I said, well, you go through anyway. Hallelujah. So open ye the gates of heaven. Let there be rain for your people in Jesus' name. Whereas the heavens have been brass, cause it to come to pass that it will rain. That's right. Hallelujah. And whereas the enemy has said, aha, aha, let him eat his words in Jesus' name. Now, every enchantment and every divination that the enemy has put up against you, let them kiss the dust. God, the Lord said, the time to favor my people has come. The Lord will have now searched. He searched you out. He sought you out. And he will bring you out of Lodabar to the king's table. Hallelujah. And some of you be in a place where nothing going on for you. A dark place. Some people are in a dark place. Some people are always in and out of dark places. I don't know why. That's not a place that you should be. God doesn't want you in that dark place. Come on out of there. Glory to God. Come out of there. Stay upon your God. Who is it among you that's following the word of the Lord but still thinks in a dark place? Well, let him stay on his God. Isaiah 50 and verse 10. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. The Lord is bringing you out of Lodabar today. And he lifted up the beggar out of the dunghill. Set him among the princes of his table. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless your people with knowledge and understanding. Understanding is key. Even, the sons of Issachar that understood the times. They knew the seasons. They had an advantage over everybody else because they understood. May the Lord give you understanding that this is time. There's a season that God has called for this in Jesus' name. I pray a blessing over everybody. Everybody. Receive it in the name of the Lord. I proclaim it. I declare it as a benediction over you today in Jesus' name. Now God, watching over that word, perform it in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.